This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli ground forces are operating against U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas in all areas of the Gaza Strip, a military spokesman said on Sunday. He said the IDF, Israel Defense Forces, continues to extend its ground operation against Hamas centers in all of the Gaza Strip. The military spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, told reporters in Tel Aviv, who said the forces are coming face to face with terrorists and killing them. Palestinians in Khan Yunis City in the besieged Gaza Strip mourn their loved ones who were killed in an Israeli bombardment on Sunday morning, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Bodies wrapped in white sheets continue to arrive at the Nasser Hospital morgue, especially since last Friday when Israel expanded its operations to the south of the Strip. Sami al-Najela, a Palestinian man from Khan Yunis, said he was going to evacuate his family when an Israeli strike struck a three-story house in the area. The occupation didn't give us any time. The three-floor building was destroyed completely, he said, holding the body of a child in his lap. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States condemned the quote-unquote horrific terrorist attack during a Catholic mass at a university in southern Philippines that killed at least four people and injured dozens, the State Department said on Sunday. The United States is in close contact with its Philippine partners and stands with Filipinos in rejecting the act of violence, it said in a statement. Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and security officials said on Sunday the crime was perpetrated by quote-unquote, foreign terrorists. This is VOA News. A French prosecutor said on Sunday a 26-year-old man arrested after the stabbing killing of a German tourist in Paris on Saturday had pledged allegiance to Islamic State. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
On Sunday, French anti-terrorism prosecutor Jean-Francois Ricard said the suspect recorded a video beforehand that was released on social media. In it, he pledged allegiance to the Islamic State. Ricard also told a news conference that the probe currently underway was open for murder and attempted murder in connection with a terrorist organization. Police quickly arrested the 26-year-old man, who is a French national, after subduing him with a taser stun gun. Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin told reporters on Saturday. Darmanin said the suspect told police he was upset about the situation in Gaza, as well as Muslims dying in Afghanistan and Palestine.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. At least 47 people were killed and 85 others injured in landslides caused by flooding in northern Tanzania, a local official announced Sunday, with warnings the toll would rise. Tanzania's president, in Dubai for the COP28 climate conference, sent her condolences and said she had ordered the deployment of more government efforts to rescue people. After experiencing an unprecedented drought, East Africa has been hit for weeks by torrential rain and flooding linked to the El Nino weather phenomenon. Russia's invasion of Ukraine appears headed into a third year. Ukraine's government continues pressing allies for financial and material support. But in the United States, Congress has yet to appropriate a long-term measure to fund the federal government. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
Failure to pass a long-term spending plan may have serious implications for continued wartime support for both Ukraine and Israel, a fact not lost on Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In a recent interview, Zelensky said Ukraine must not allow the world to forget that, like Israel, his country is fighting for its survival and doing so before a winter phase of combat sets in. At the ongoing UN Climate Conference, or COP28, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the clear message from NATO allies was continued support for Ukraine. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Indonesia's Mount Merapi has erupted and is spewing white and gray ash plumes nearly 3 kilometers into the air. No casualties have been reported. Two routes for climbers were closed after the eruption Sunday, and about 1,400 people living on the mountain slopes were advised to stay away from the crater's mouth because of potential lava. Merapi has been active since January. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.